My name is Anne Robson, letting manager at Hunt Associates. General portfolio at the moment, around about 85 properties on a managed service.
And what would you say the demand is currently for renting properties in the area?
The demand is very high, but in southeast Cornwall, the income is very low. So our challenge is getting the landlord's figures to stack against what the tenants can realistically afford to pay.
Does that mean that prices have changed?
If they've changed, they've probably gone a little lower, as tenants are really struggling at the moment to pay those increased gas and electricity charges. They're concerned about their job security, they're concerned about their petrol costs and actually getting to and from work. So if anything, the levels have probably dropped in rental expectations.
Right, okay. And how does that compare with some of the other businesses in the region offering similar service?
We're finding that probably the larger agents are tending to overinflate their estimates of rental per month in order to get the business. We're very much of the ethos, we price competitively and realistically. We want to get a landlord's property let as soon as possible to get him earning as soon as possible.
In the press at the minute, it's quite high profile that renting prices are going up quite a lot and people can't buy and people also can't rent, but you're saying that actually the opposite is happening in Saltash.
I would say so, most definitely. Yeah, people are finding it. If you're talking about an average three-bed property, you're looking at maybe the 625, 675 mark. By the time you add that on to your council tax, your water rates, your gas, your electricity, you're talking well over £1,000 per month before food, before travel, etc. People are so concerned about what they can realistically afford. They're just frightened of making the commitment. They want a competitively priced property.
And do you feel that people are choosing rental properties over buying currently? Or?
Yes, because people's monthly expenditure is so high, they haven't got that spare cash, inverted commas, to put back in savings to provide that 20-30% deposit that they need on even a basic two-bed flat. They're still going to need 20-30%. So what, if you're talking about a purchase price of 100, you're talking about 20-30,000. That's a lot of savings when you've maybe only got £50-60 spare per month. Figures don't stack.
What would you say the general age range are of the people coming in to rent properties off you?
Literally over the last week, our youngest client has been 17, and the other end of the scale, we have a retired lady looking for accommodation. So huge, huge spectrum of ages.
And what do you feel the futures will be for the rental market?
More and more people are going to rent. I don't see how they can buy. Interest rates are very low at the moment. They're unrealistically low. They're unsustainably low. So rental's going to be the way ahead. We're going to be catching up with Europe. Europe rents. It's only in the UK that we're a nation of home buyers.